Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached a frigid Wednesday morning. It is January 22nd. Jen Tui with the day off today. It is Tim Richards. Another freezing cold day today. Hundreds of school closings continue today. I know in Mentor we had an alert. What was it, Sunday probably? They were very early, as most school districts, I believe, were letting you know the kiddos were going to have off yesterday. Also, the kiddos having off today. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll have Stevie on the socials on the way coming up at 6:45. I went to the eye doctor yesterday. I was having some issues. We'll let you know what happened with that. What's really amazing to me is, and I love that producer Stevie posted a Tasty Tuesday yesterday. We should get into that. And people pointing out, yes, the video, yes, the Tasty Tuesday, and there's always something relatively minor that people point out. I throw it back to when Jen and I rode Steel Vengeance at Cedar Point, and we're thinking, okay, they're going to look at our reactions in the ride, which you did. But then there's a guy with a random hoodie on, as in maybe he was trying to hide from the camera, or I don't know exactly what he was doing. Then all the comments pour in about this guy in this hoodie that I didn't even know. I watched the video 10 times. I didn't notice this guy, but of course, best listeners ever, you noticed it, and I think there's a similar effect to the video that was posted yesterday. We'll get to that later on the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. It is what you think it is. If it's your first time checking out the show, there is a dead guy in the envelope, as in there was a name put in the envelope in the Star 102 studios just a few weeks ago. You're trying to take a guess on who it is. Your hints are he's dead, he's a guy, he's in the envelope. That's it. Let's get to a guess for dead guy in the envelope on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning. What's your guess?
Paul Walker.
Oh, my gosh. Good guess. Has not been guessed yet. Not Paul Walker, though, but thank you very much for the guest. We appreciate that. I have a question, non-dead guy in an envelope related. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
You think the kids are going back to school tomorrow?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I hope so, and I think that they hope so as well.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I'm ready to go back to school.
Yeah, one of my buddies, he just walked in the studio and said, so what do you do when the kids are off? So, well, I mean, I've got to work in the morning, and then I try to help out during the day, play dates. I mean, I don't, you know, you're trying to find things to do with the kiddos, and hopefully they're back to school tomorrow. We'll see. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We have Stevie on the socials next. Stevie, what are we going to be getting into?
So there's a social media account called SB Mowing, and the owner, Spencer, has gone viral many times for his work, but there's a new story about an elder lady named Beth that has reached new heights. If you're not familiar with SB Mowing, he basically, because of social media, he's able to go to communities and mow their lawns, do lawn care for free for people that, you know, are struggling or are injured, people that
and a lot
are
of crazy overgrown,
yes,
unbelievable,
like,
things.
I watch those out of a deep mess
all the time. Like, yeah. You didn't even know walkways were there, right?
Yes.
Or things like that. And he's,
yes,
doing his thing, which is so nice. It's one of those, like, reasons you want to go on,
yeah,
TikTok,
like,
and check out the accounts.
Beth,
yeah,
can barely get to her car. Like,
yeah,
she's older. She can't walk super well. And, like, I mean, it's overgrown. It's crazy. But the video reached, like, over 100 million views, and there's just a lot to it that we'll get into.
Yeah, we can't wait for that. And if it's an account maybe you haven't followed or haven't heard of, you really want to stick around. It's a special story.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a guy named Spencer who owns a lawn care company called SB Mowing, but he's mainly known for his various social media accounts with millions of followers across multiple platforms. His description is, "Welcome to SB Mowing, where the joy of lawn care meets heart of community service. Every week I embark on a new adventure, mowing lawns for free in different neighborhoods." So he's able to do this and help those in the community because of what he built online. He's gone viral many times, but a story about an elderly lady named Beth has struck a nerve with people. So here is a story of Beth.
I got a call from a friend at the city, and she told me that there's an elderly lady that is in desperate need of help. So I stopped by her house, and her lawn was getting crazy. She's been trying to get a company to come out and take care of it, but nobody is answering their phones. And unfortunately, it's been getting so tall that the city had to give her a warning for her grass and was going to charge her $240 to cut it, which she couldn't afford. So I told her I would completely transform her lawn for free, and she was in tears because she was so happy.
$240? To cut that, that is expensive.
That's expensive lawn care fix right there. But the video caused an outpour of people wanting to help more. They saw her home and, you know, the way the trees and grass were so outgrown, she could barely walk to her car. It wasn't just like a simple, the lawn's outgrown.
Let me edge the yard.
It needed a lot of work.
Don't you always think to yourself that if somebody came up and did that, like, okay, what do you want? Like,
right?
what's the deal? What's
no,
the trick?
Motive.
But there is no trick. He does his thing.
He wants to help out. Yeah. But he also noted that she had some more accessibility issues around her home and would benefit from a ramp to her front door, a chairlift to get to her washer and dryer in the basement, a new bed that's easier for her to get in and out of, and she had some broken windows. But he was talking about it in the video, and it caused people wanting to help. Viewers were commenting, like, how can we help Beth? I want to donate. So he saw that and decided to set up a GoFundMe for her with the goal of $100,000, and he was going to help her fix these little things around her house. And at this moment, it's already reached almost $900,000.
Oh, my gosh, it has?
Yeah, it's almost to like
$900,000. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, which is crazy. And when he told her about how much it raised at that point, it was like a little over $500,000. So this is her reaction to the news.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, you're the best. Never expected help ever, ever, ever. I always help people.
And that is just like the power of social media to me. Like, think stories like this that kind of go viral for the good.
I agree with you. And when we, for instance, when we posted about TikTok over the weekend, and I know there's a lot of people that don't care. I understand that. And I monitor that. I'm on TikTok. I watch TikTok. I have a 9-year-old that's on TikTok. I want to monitor what she's watching with the video thing. Of course, those type of things. But it's also this easy access on these stories where you can really, really make a difference. You know, we talk about Rainbow Radiothon that we do at the end of the year and the impact that you can make on a 1-day Rainbow Radiothon. And of course, all of these months leading up to it. But to have something like that on social and the impact that they have.
Yeah. You never know what's going to hit.
From just a video, a guy doing something nice. And like you said, yes, he's getting something from it in views as well. I understand that.
But he's not getting paid for his lawn care.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's just one of those things that is very, very good to see on social. So there you go. We appreciate that. It's kind of a special edition of Stevie on the socials today. It is 6:47. Good morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Some sunshine today, fake sunshine, because it remains freezing cold, even though we will rebound, Stevie, to 15 degrees. Rebound to 15 degrees. What did you say was driving in? What did your dash say or your
negative
phone?
Negative 4.
And that was in wind chill. I think that was the temperature.
That was the temperature. Wind chill was like negative 21.
Yeah, negative. It's in downtown, if this is correct, it is negative 3 degrees out. And then you add the wind chill on top of that. So that's what you were. If you haven't left the house yet, that's what you're getting into.
Don't leave.
This is a nice work from home day. Understand why the kiddos are off today. Maybe they'll go back to school tomorrow. Please go back to school tomorrow.
Snow's returning.
Please. Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't know how much, though. Could be a little drizzle.
I think it's just, and they're ready to go back. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I think, like, my daughter wasn't feeling great last week. She missed 3 days of school, which does not happen. So she was there too. And then you have this, and it's another 3 days on the week. Like, it just becomes a lot.
Like,
it becomes
like vacation.
It becomes a lot. So I talked about this yesterday. I've talked about this before. So I thought I would mention it one more time. Had to go to the eye doctor yesterday. It was probably 3 years ago when I was wrestling around with my daughter. Boom! Dropped an elbow on my left eye, detached my retina. And that never let her live it down since. No, I'm kidding. This is a clear accident. But you need surgery. If you know anything about the surgery, not a great time. Gas bubble to the eye. You got to lay flat on your face for a week 10 minutes an hour. You are allowed to move around, but other than that, you have to be face down for a variety of reasons. Cataracts can be all. There's a lot of different things. Obviously, I'm just speaking of what I've been told about. I clearly am not an eye doctor. So over the last couple of months, noticed something's going on with that eye. It's blurry.
Not good.
Not, you know what's not good, and we'll get into it. I was at the eye doctor yesterday, and the way to address the blurriness, another eye surgery.
Do you have to lay flat after that eye surgery? Did you ask that?
That is the number one question that I asked when it said, well, if you want to correct this issue, you need eye surgery. So, of course, that's the very first question that I asked before thinking to myself, oh, no, not again. Please not again. So the answer to that, and apparently what is next, that is next on Star 102. Eye surgery. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. At least this time I feel better that I told my parents as opposed to going on the air saying that there was something wrong with my eye and they had no idea. And
they learned from that was so you bad. On the air.
I felt so bad. What a jerk son to do that. So I made sure to text. Well, so I went there, got the eye exam, and there, where my detached retina was at, there is some scar tissue behind there. We're not going to have ocular chat. I'm not going to do that. I just felt like I talked about it yesterday. I should stick the landing. I should talk about, you know, what happened. So that's the reason that I'm doing this. So to remove that scar tissue would be a surgery. And of course, what did I ask him, Stevie?
Do you have to lay flat post surgery?
Do you have to? Is this a surgery where you have to lay flat for a week because another gas bubble, another what? Like that was an entire thing. And it is not. That is not something that I need
That's
to do.
Good.
It's you still go through the same process. You need to be knocked out. There's local, like it's an entire thing. But and I asked him. I said, "So is this something that I need to have done?" Mm-hmm. And the way it was kind of described was that you know you're at a certain level of that is clearly not 20/20 in that eye, and this will bring you back down some. And outside of that, the eye is fine. They do a bunch of tests, pressure tests, all sorts of things. Eye's fine, no detachment, on and on. But if you want to get essentially somewhat better, not 20/20 or not anything, you want to go through the surgery. So now I think to myself, can I live with this blurriness? Do I get the surgery? Exactly. Why are you rubbing off on me? This is Stevie rubbing off on me.
I feel like if you were in my position, you'd be telling me to get it. So I feel like I had to tell you that you should do it.
Because it doesn't bring you down to 20/20, it'll still be blurry, and you go through that. And then, of course, anytime there's surgery, there's risks. There are other risks, you know, possible detachment again, and some other things. So
I guess if it's
correct. Yeah. It's not. It's not like, hey, you get this done like a cataract surgery. You can see like this. It's not that. At least that's not the way it was presented. So now I have to think about it. And I'm also glad that Jen isn't here because she would just boss me into doing it. So I'm glad that
I'm on your side. I personally probably wouldn't because. It's not going to really, unless it was like, you'll see for sure no blurry. If they're still saying you have some blurriness, what's the difference between some versus more?
Now you're talking me into doing it because you would not do it. You would not go get your brakes checked. You would not take care of your car. All the lights that are in your car, you would not do it, which you should do. Now I feel like I should do it. So it's actually working backwards against me. I don't know. So there's that. And then there was also one other thing that I need to get into that I'm also glad that Jen is not here for because, you know, she doesn't believe that this is real. She does not believe that this is a thing, but it was a thing yesterday. After that, that's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You know how the Jen part of the Jen and Tim Show makes fun of my eyes dilation?
Yes.
Where she has apparently robotic bionic eyes that it is not a big deal. Well, you're the same way. You wear glasses. Is it an issue with you with the dilation?
No, I don't even. I didn't even think I've ever been dilated based on the way you explained it, but I have been in it. But I do have blue eyes, so they're very sensitive, so I need sunglasses.
So I'm the only person that has an issue with this. So yesterday, part of this routine, as they told me, you know, to fix the blurry issue, you would need eye surgery. So to get in there, they said, you know, I needed a driver. Wife picked me up, dropped me off. I appreciate that. And they said, is it okay if we dilate both eyes because you have a driver? Of course, you can dilate both eyes. Steve, so they went through the process. They're great. I'm very glad. A lot of them listen to the show. I have nothing but good things to say about them at all, period. They've been very professional, very great. When I left there, I could not see. Like, it's the brightest snow of life. I'm trying to wear sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding you. So that point was right around 1 o'clock. I left there about 2 o'clock until, I don't know, 6:30 or something. I couldn't. Everything is bright. Everything is blurry. I can't. It's an entire thing. I still think it's bizarre that Jen has no issues with that. I have to be the only person, and I know I've said this before, I have to be the only person that this is an issue. I mean, for hours I can't see after
that. Yeah, mine are very sensitive after, and like I need the sunglasses, but it's not like 4 hours later and I still can't see.
It's bizarre.
Very extreme on your end.
It is. I am clearly in the minority because you don't have an issue. It's not like we've had a 100 messages that people are saying Tim's right with this. This is clearly, I don't know if it's sensitive. I don't know what it is, but it's outside. I couldn't see anything.
Whatever.
Other than one of them had a very lovely Halloween edition of the Stanley that was very nice and glow in the dark. I didn't see that when I left.
Glow in the dark?
Oh, it's glow in the dark. Oh, it was very nice. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Let's have some fake sun today. Well, but we will have a high of 14 degrees. I mentioned this because we put a screenshot, Jen and Tim show on all the socials and Star 102 on all the socials. Can you beat this? And currently we broadcast live. We're downtown Cleveland. We're in the Halley building. So at our current location, where are you at and what is the temperature? We are at -5 degrees. That is the current temperature of downtown Cleveland. So, of course, we posted that, and now we have a battle on who's the coldest community. So far, and I've scrolled, we have like 100 comments. You can continue to comment. I think the lowest is just scrolling through a few. I see a -9 in Wadsworth. So if you go to your weather app or however you get your weather, screenshot it, post it on the Jen and Tim Show page. We are we're having some fun with that. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. We need to give Megan a call. We have some good news.
Hello?
Hey, is this Megan?
This is.
This is Tim Richards from Star 102. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's freezing out, isn't it?
It is freezing.
Oh, like a high of 8 today? I think this would be a good time to head to Florida, don't you?
It would be.
Guess who's my winner?
Shut up.
Okay.
Did I seriously win?
Yes! Can you believe it? You're going to Florida, Flight 102. You gave us your boarding pass. You listen while you work. We appreciate that. And you are this week's winner. You're going to Captiva Island, Florida.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Who you take with you? Is it a significant other? Is it a bestie? Who you going with?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You should have like a Florida Olympics and make your friends or significant other battle it out to see who you're going to take with you.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much. Hey, this is Megan of Valley View, and I'm going to Florida. Thank you, Star 102.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show later in the show. Stevie stirs chocolate with a knife. Hey, was it the chocolate you were stirring with the knife? Why won't people leave you alone?
It was the pistachio mix. With the crunchy stuff. I know. Every video I post.
We have the best listeners ever. Crazy. It's the funniest things that they pick up on. You're doing a Tasty Tuesday. It was a tremendous video. It's like 3,000 views or something like that. We posted it. Now you can't avoid it because we posted it on our Jen and Tim Show pages. It's all, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook specifically, and you follow Star 102 and you follow Jen and Tim Show, it's like a separate show is there. I mean, it really is, yeah. A lot of times. The battle that we're having about cold temperatures is amazing. I can guarantee you it's a good read just about daily on those socials. And you just, I mean, we'll get into it later, but you're showing people you're making.
I was trying to use less dishes. I already had the knife for the butter.
People, they're ripping your hat.
I know.
They're not really ripping. They're noticing that, but they definitely, I think it was, you need a spatula. There was some type of comment that is getting a lot of traction we need to get to.
If you want to send me a spatula, I'll take it.
I'm going to go. JJ probably has one downstairs that I can get for you. So, or Stevie. If you saw the video, if it makes sense. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. I understand it's Wednesday. But looking back to a tasty Tuesday, this has to be a first, and we'll bring in producer Stevie next. I believe that this is the first that the focal point of a tasty Tuesday was on the utensils that were used on a tasty Tuesday. If you know, you know. If you don't, you'll know next on Star 102. I just feel like you should let people know that you do have a spatula and a spoon.
I do.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I've never seen a Tasty Tuesday. You made the Dubai chocolate. You got a Dubai chocolate kit from a TikTok shop, and you decided to make that, which is fantastic. The video was great, and you can see her reaction. Love it, hate it, the process. It was all great. It's on Jen and Tim show and Star 102 on all the socials. And everybody's paying attention with you. So there was a part in the video where you were stirring with the knife, and people were very concerned about your choice of utensils.
I know.
What were you stirring? What portion of the candy bar? It wasn't the chocolate, right?
No. So you take the crunchy canafe stuff with the pistachio cream, and you mix it together. So I was mixing the cream with the little crunchies.
And you decided to go with the knife. Why?
Well, because you have to. The first step is you put the crunchy pieces on the stove with some butter. So I used a knife to scoop out the butter, you know, a butter knife for the butter, put it on the pan. And then as I was taking it off to mix it, I already had the knife ready to go. So why would I dirty another utensil when it was just a quick stir?
People were so disturbed.
I know.
There were so many comments just because you used the knife to stir. And then Michelle, and there were six reactions to it, says, somebody, please buy her a spatula ASAP, because there was another point in time when you were putting, I don't know if it was the top layer of the chocolate on. By the way, that candy bar looked about the size of the Halley building.
Oh, it was giant.
The thing looked massive. When you broke it apart and took a piece, you know, anyway, it was like the other side of a spoon, or there was something that we used.
That was actually the thing we used to spread it was actually, you know, when you like buy a rice cooker and it comes with the little white.
Oh, the flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that. Which was a great thing to use to spread.
I'm getting you utensils for your birthday. And for some reason, because people are so concerned. So you can, first of all, it's meant to look at the Tasty Tuesday items. But if you also have,
critiquing.
Utensil concerns, that's just another reason. Plus you wore a white hoodie making the chocolate. That was another thing that I was thinking to myself. That was next level, because I would have had.
And my hat, everything.
I know. It's an entire thing. It's a great video. Check it out. The Dubai chocolate kit that you decided to share with us, which we really appreciate. You did Jen and Tim show and Star 102 on all the socials. It's 9:54. Have a great day. Stay warm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.